This is a data lead dictating a progress note patient name. RITG, Jermori, MARI, date of birth 3/2/1927, place Frank and Janssen Nursing Rehab, date of service 8/12/2023. Patient seen today for follow up. I was asked for the nursing staff if a patient has a epigastric discomfort, feeling nauseated, did not feel like eating breakfast today.
No later than 3 o'clock.
Okay.
But no vomiting, no chest pain.
Well, apparently so.
2 liters,
yes. Patient has diarrhea last week. We did a stool for C. diff for the negative. Then she, because of diarrhea, she laxative discontinued and she was given Imodium. Only PRN basis, but now she developed constipation, and she was given enema. She has some loose stool, but not at present. No diarrhea today. But she's having abdominal discomfort. Patient has a known history of heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, respiratory distress, hospitalized with MI in April 2023. Then she was readmitted in June. With acute respiratory distress, required BiPAP. The patient decided to be DNR, DNI, but wanted BiPAP and other management if needed to be done. After stabilization in the hospital, she was sent to our facility here at Franklin Wood. Today, she's feeling nauseated, but no vomiting, no headache, no dizziness, and no chest pain. Past history, CKD, aortic stenosis, GERD, heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, non-STEMI in April 2023, hyperlipemia, osteoporosis, skin cancer, squamous cell carcinoma, thyroid nodule, history of pneumonia, osteoarthritis, and the thyroid nodule. Lower system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation, GI, epigastric pain, feeling nauseated, but no vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, joint, unit, no hematuria, neuro, no simple physical exam. Patient is awake, he's alert. Oriented M3, blood pressure is 110/72, pulse 96, temperature 98. We did repeat blood pressure is 100/60, pulse 96, temperature 98.4, pulse ox 99%, respiration 18. Next sample, no JVD, chest not tender, lungs, diminished pressure on the bases, no wheezing, no rail. Next in heart SNS2, next in abdomen is soft, mild epigastric tenderness, but there's no rebound, no rigidity, extremities, no edema. Neuro, she's awake, alert, oriented M3. Assessment, epigastric pain, suspect gastritis. Next line, coronary artery disease with a known history of MI in April 2023. Next line, nausea, vomiting, suspected GERD. Next line, chronic hypotension, maintain on amiodarone. History of aortic stenosis and history of hyperlipidemia, heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Patient does have a risk of myocardial ischemia, elderly with known coronary artery disease and complaining of epigastric pain. I will do EKG stat and also chest x-ray, CBC, CMP. In the meantime, we'll try clear liquid only by mouth if she tolerates well. Discuss with the nursing staff and also start her on protonics 40 mg BID. I have discussed with the patient the management plan, but if she continues to have the symptoms of nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, we may have to transfer to the hospital. Patient agreed with the plan at this point. We'll try medicine here, protonics 40 BID for 3 days, male of 30 ml Q6 hour PRN.
Okay. Do you know the which role is in?
Still one, he's in 136B.
And it depends on the blood work, X-ray and EKG finding, further management will be planned. Court status patient is DNR, DNI, but she wants to be hospital transfer if medically indicated. Understand the location, thank you.